Daf Mem Gimel, second day of Chanukah. So let's take it from the bottom of Mem Beis Amun Beis, the very last line, the two dots, Vatem Iyatam Mikain. So what's this a reference to? Going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah was that when it comes to the Umas Olam, they fight based on, they rely on their own physical strength. The Bnei Adam, as opposed to when we fight, we rely on HaKadosh Baruch himself. So that's a big difference of our focus and the actual way of fighting. So Gemara says the very last line of the Amud Beis, Yevechol Kach Lama. What's the need for all this discussion, the promising of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you, he's going to defeat the enemies. Mipnei Shehashem Vechol Kinuyav, because the name and all the nicknames of Hashem, which Munachim, are placed B'aron, are placed in the Aron itself. So what question are we answering? Answering here, look at the Rashi on the end of Amud Beis. He says, Chol Kach Lama, around seven lines up. Chol Kach Lama Amar Lehem, Mahi avtacha hazu sheftichem ki Hashem lokechem holeich, v'lo amar ki Hashem lokechem imachem. Why doesn't he say the statement should be Hashem is with you? But why does he say Hashem who walks holeich? What's the lashon of holeich? Mahi alich hazu demasher holeich mamish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is walking. Hashem doesn't walk. So the Gemara answers because the shame v'kol kinyanu of Hashem and all his various nicknames are munachim ba'aron. They're placed in the aron, and the aron is walking or being carried in front of the milchama, in front of the army of Klal Yisrael. That's what it means haholich. He's walking with you, and the only way possible, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him, allows himself to walk through his shame. The chayin hu omer, so too says, the pasuk says in Parshas Bamidbar, I don't know the area, Matos or so, Vayishach osam Moshe elef lamate, and Hashem, Moshe rather sent to them 1,000 per tribe, the tzava osam to be an army with them, ves Pinchas osam, and Pinchas was among them. Ves Pinchas, right, and Pinchas. Osam, who was Osam referred to?
Vayishlach otam Moshe, elef lamate, la tzava, otam vet Pinchas, venerazam.
So what are all these different things? 1,000, what's Osam? Osam, Elu Sanhedrin, that refers to the Sanhedrin. That Sanhedrin, what, they accompanied them in the battle? Okay. Then Pinchas, then Meshuach Machama, he was, and it refers to the future as well, that refers to Meshuach Machama, as we've been speaking about. V'chliya Kodesh was also part of the Pesukim, is Zeh Aron, the Aron would go with them, Ulucho Shebal, and the Luchos that were in them, V'chatzotrots, Hachu Eila Shofars, and they blow the shofar as well. Fine. Oh, good morning, Andy. We're just starting a new piece on the top of Mem Gimel Aleph.
Oh, whenever I can.
I'm not keeping a list, but I think it's the second time joining us.
Yeah, it could be right.
Second time in 3 months. So it's always a cover having you.
All right.
It's a good frequency. Okay, so we're five lines down. So the Gemara quotes a Rice in Al-Tana. Lo lachinam halach Pinchas l'machama. It wasn't for no reason that Pinchas had joined them in the machama. Allah, the only reason why he did this was, again, not for nothing, but lipara din Avi Imo, to take revenge, to pay back the punishment of the Avi Imo, the father of his mother, Shinemar, Vamidonim Machrosel El Mitzrayim. It's very appropriate for these parshas we find ourselves in. The father of his mother is referring to Yosef HaTzadik. So Yosef HaTzadik was sold down. He was wanted to take, and sold to the Midonim, so he wanted to take revenge on them, so that's why he went out to fight in Midian. The name of the Pinchas from Yosef Asi. Does this seem to indicate that Pinchas came from Yosef at Tzadik? V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say Ve'elazar ben Aaron ha'lakach lo mibnos Putiel lo li'isha? And Elazar, the son of Aaron, took from one of the daughters of Putiel to marry as a wife. So does it not sound what's my lav to Asi miyisro shepitem agalim? Who's bnos Putiel? Who's that referred to? So it must be referring to the children of Yisro shepitem agalim lavodus kochavim, that they fattened up. They fattened up the animals to worship before the Zorah. That's the name of Putiel. So he married a daughter of Yisrael, daughter of Yisrael, and not from the family of Yosef HaTzadik. So we know Pinchas was come from Aaron HaKohen. He was from the Kohen Shevet Kuna. He wasn't a Kohen until afterwards because of technical reasons, because he was born already by the time that Aaron was given the Kuna. He ended up being a Kohen later after the whole story of Pinchas, but he still came from the family of Aaron. So we know from the father's side he came from Aaron, but his mother's side, his mother was a daughter of Putiel. So who's Putiel? We're learning it's Yisro. It wasn't Yosef HaTzadik. So what does it mean his grandfather was Yosef HaTzadik? He was taking revenge on what happened to Yosef HaTzadik. He came from either Aaron or Aaron and Yisro, but not from Yosef. So the Gemara says, no, lo mi Yosef. He came from Yosef. And what's the lashon of Putiel? She pitpit bi Yisro. What's a good definition of pitbait? He Rashi says on the top here, shepitbait means zilzel, the karish osov lo chashvu. He was mezalzel yitzhara, he conquered the yitzhara, that's the lashon of pitbait, he putiel, Yosef Tavik, as we know the story, he was able to overcome his yitzhara, and that's why he's called putiel. So Pinchas' mother was from a daughter of Yosef HaTzadik. So he did come from Yosef HaTzadik and was taking revenge on what happened that he was sold down to Mitzrayim, to Midianim. Gemara says, we're in the Shvatim Mivazin also. Re'isim ben puti ze, ben sheputi avi'imo, agalam lavodesh kochavim. Ya'arg nasim Yisrael. So we know that when Pinchas came out, and he was trying to do the whole mice and kill the Nasi, they're making fun. Who is this Pinchas? He came from the family of Putiel, the ones of Yisro, who were the ones who were fattening up the Avodah Zarah. So he wasn't coming from Yosef. If he came from Yosef, they wouldn't make fun of him. Oh, he came from Yosef at Tzadik. That's not like to make fun of there. That's only his Zechus. It would only be a Bizayon if he came from the family of Yisro. So Gemara says, Ela Iavua de'emam Yosef, Ema de'emam Yisro. If his father's mother, so from his father's side, it was definitely from Aaron's side, from a Kohen. The question is his mother's side. So if his mother's father, his mother's father came from Yosef, then his mother's mother came from Yisro. And if it's the opposite, if his mother's mother came from Yosef, then his father's mother, mother's father rather, came from Yisro. In other words, his mother's side had two parents, obviously. His mother had, so one parent was Yosef, and one parent came from Yisro. Which one was which? We don't know, but they're both really his grandparents. So his grandfather was Aaron, and his other side was a combination of Yisro and Yosef. Okay. So the Gemara says, Dekanami, it says quite exact in the Pesukim, Dechsev Mibnos Putiel, Tre Mashma Shmamina. Mibnos Putiel, the daughters of Putiel, sounds like from two different Putiels, two different daughters at least, and therefore it's both true that he came from Yisro and Yosef, in addition to coming from Aaron as well. Okay, this we know from some Rashi Al Torah, yeah.
So he was son of Elazar, Pinchas.
Right.
So Elazar married either Benot Putiel or Bati or the daughter of Yosef. Is that what it's saying?
Either a daughter of Yosef or a daughter of Yisro.
Of Yisro. Exactly.
But we're saying, but Elazar's wife.
Yes.
One of her parents was really from Yisro, and one of the parents was from Yosef. So she was really a granddaughter of Yosef, a granddaughter of Yisro.
Or is of both. Either one of
but
the...
But both. We don't know which is which.
We don't know if it's a man or a woman.
Exactly. Okay. We don't know which maternal or paternal one. Okay, now the Mishnah says, the new Mishnah, continuing on the discussion of Meshuach Mechama, V'divru ha-shotun el ha'am, the shotun, the police officers, would speak to the nation, Lemor saying, Mi ha'ish asher bana ba'is chadash, who's a man who built a new house, v'lo chancho, wasn't able to be mechanechet yet. Then he said, the pasuk says, "Yelech v'yashul beisa, go back home and be mechanechet before someone else is mechanechet before you." Echad bona bais hateven, whether it's building a house of grains, beis habakar, a cattle house, beis ha'itzim, a storage house for wood, beis ha'otros, other types of storage houses. Echad bona, echad alokech, whether you buy one, whether you build one, buy one. Echad hayorish, whether you inherit one. Echad shenasal matana, whether it's given to you. No matter how it became into your possession, it doesn't have to be newly built, but new to you. That would qualify for chinuch habayis. And then the Gemara Mishnah says, and another person who's potter from the war is mihaisha shenata kerem, a person who had planted a vineyard, but lo chalo, and he wasn't mechala yet. What's mechala mean here? So Rashi says, See Rashi Chillo, it's right after that picture there. And the Rashi, those five stars, below that it says Chillo. Bishnas Harvius Lintiasa. He didn't have the fourth year. The fourth year we know it's called Netirvai or Kemrivai, depending on how you paskin. But the fourth year fruits of the grapes, everyone agree, is supposed to be brought to the Yushalayim to be eaten. The person not able to be brought to bring it, he can mechal on his fruit and bring money there. So the Rashi says, Shechal etz aperis b'maos. He's mechal a fruit onto some money. Gederach ma'aser sheni, no different than ma'aser sheni. Umala etz ha'maos liyushalayim. He brings them to Yushalayim ve'ochlan and eats them. He doesn't eat the money there, obviously. But there he uses the money to buy food and eats the food there for the chil, for the revai. So if a guy didn't get to do the mitzvah of the fourth year, he's also pater from the mitzvah, from fighting in the war. Whether the guy himself planted it, or maybe he planted five other types of minim that are all mitzdarif to be considered a kerem. This is very important how you define a kerem. So according to this understanding is that you need five five different trees, it's considered a vineyard. Then it says, "Vafil mechamish es aminim," even if it's from five meaning. What do you mean that by that? What do you mean five meaning?
Five different.
As opposed to five of apple trees, right, meaning it's five it's different ones. There's no right. issue of kalayim there. That still qualifies as one large kerem. Okay. Echad anoteya, whether the guy planted it. Echad hamavrich, whether the guy what grafted it. No, the grafted is markiv. I'm not sure exactly which stage mavrich is. Echad hamarkiv, markiv is to graft the two different trees together.
Mavrich, when you stick it into the ground and it grows out from another location.
Is it? Could
yeah,
be.
When you goes up, goes back on.
Okay, so you do that, whatever you call that. Echad halokeach, whether the guy buys it already planted, echad hayorish, whether he inherited, echad hashanasan lomatana, whether he was given it to him. Again, regardless of how it came about to him, as long as it's new to him, it requires it serves as a patur if he was not mechalat yet. Then the third patur mentioned here is mi haisha she'aras isha, a man who had engaged a woman and it's still in the shana rishona. Whether it's Echad Maris is a Basula, she's never been married before. Echad Maris is a Almana, he married her, engaged a widow. Afil Shemeres Yavam, even if it's a Shemeres Yavam, he has a woman, the sister-in-law, who's waiting for him to perform Yibam. Afil Shama Shemeres Ocha B'Machama, even if he hears that his brother had been killed in battle, he's Chozer Ubalo Ko Elu Elu Shomim Ubalo. He comes to him. What does it mean, comes to him? It should be Bala, no?
He comes back.
But what does lo mean here? I know what it means, but what's it referring to? Limkoma, it says. He goes back to his place. Okay. He returns home. So these are individuals who are potter. The three p'turim again are a bais chadash, a kerem chadash, and an isha chadasha. Kol elu ve'elu, all these, shomim divrei kohen, me'arche milchama. All these things, me'arche milchama, the soldiers, are listening to the words of the kohen. The chosen, and they go back home. They don't have to fight, but they still are going to be involved. Umesapkin mayim umazon, and they give water and food for the people in battle. Umesakin is hadrachim, they're going to fix the pathways they're going to carve out and pave the roads ahead. That was their role. They wouldn't fight, but they would do the other necessary things in fighting a war. Velushain chosen, the following are individuals who do not go back. Habona bais shar haksadra marpeses, people build a new gate or a new patio. These things are not considered a bais, that's not a patur. Hanotea arba ilani maichel, if it's only four trees, that doesn't qualify as a karam. Chamisha ilani srak, five barren trees which do not bear any fruit, they're also pata, that's not considered a karam. There's no fruit to be mechalo. Hamachzes grushaso, a person who remarried, a grush, not remarried, but he did remarry, but it was a situation where she got married in between to another man, and then he married her. That's an Issa deraisa. You can't do that. That's an Isser. So if he's remarried that girl be Isser, he's not allowed to go back to have Shana Rishona. Almana lekohen gadol, where there's an Isser, he cannot go back for that. Grusha v'chalutza lekohen hedyo. If the kohen married these individuals be Isser, you can't go back. Nesin al Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, Mamzil, Nesin, Lo Hayachozer. All these cases, wherever there's a marriage, Be'isr, you are not allowed to, does not serve as a patur.
And Rashi says, Machzir Rishoso, is even if it's just, she didn't get him married in between, but she's just not new to him.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
I mean, it's Tam. He was Machzir.
Without the Isr, you're saying.
Right.
He remarried his wife, Beheter, yeah. But it wasn't,
But it seems that, he takes her back from everything. She does come back. He does come back.
He's there because he never married her in the first place,
right.
Though. Only if he married her and divorced and engaged her.
Yeah.
But if he engaged her first, divorced, and then married her.
The rest of the stories.
But
the whole first part, the reason you give me a head there is because the guy's not going to be able to keep his head off of what he has to go.
So in this case, if he married her already,
right,
once before,
it's old news, right?
So from the list, it sounds like these are cases of where there's an Isser.
Let me go to war.
So the interesting discussion they have here in the Achronim, I don't think the Rishonim talk about this, is that Cohen doesn't fight. Because the halacha is based on the Pesukim, the Rambam Paskin, this, but that's how all Rishonim Paskin... What? Not because of murder. That's interesting. But I don't need to talk about that. That is interesting, though. But that wouldn't be considered murder because that's beheter.
Because they're metame themselves.
Not metame, because ain lo chelik nachla. They have no nachla, and you don't fight in the war unless you have a nachla.
So it's not a mitzvah. Is that if it was in the chametz mitzvah though?
So that might be part of the answers. But the question is, they're really potter from fighting because they have no nachla. They're not supposed to fight even. So how come they give examples here? Cheshvanayim, interesting case. They also were not supposed to be kings either, and they're punished.
Also, Also, Pinchas. He actually went.
He only became a kohen afterwards. Oh, afterwards,
no,
right?
No, Pilegash Giva was Pinchas.
Right. He fought throughout the Nevi'im.
Yeah.
So these are a very good questions. So, but they ask on this Mishnah. They don't ask these other cases that I've seen. They ask in this Mishnah, how can they give examples of a kohen gadol marrying a mana and a kohen hedyo marrying grusha? Yeah, they don't fight in war anyways.
Right.
So I think some of the answers they say is that mechavas mitzvah, they are allowed to fight. I think that's how they explain it.
That makes sense.
Mishas Yavetz had such a discussion about this. He said it's dafka mechavas mitzvah.
In the beginning,
I saw something yesterday on this. Maybe not. Maybe I'm making
it up. There's a whole thing about it.
Yeah, he talks about it here. Okay. Right. So the answer that he quotes from a Birkei Yosef is that Kohanim are not obligated to fight, but if they want to, they may. They could choose to fight. That's the distinction he makes here. He only has a very small piece, but it's a much larger discussion, to my recollection. Mishas Yavetz and others. Okay. But these are all very interesting cases about Pinchas, you said he was a Kohen, and of course he fought. Okay, let's go weiter. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afa Bone Bais Al Mechono Lo Yachozer. If a person rebuilds the house exactly how it was before, and he didn't build anything new. Rashi says, the bottom of the right column, inside column, he says, Al Mechono, Sasro Ubano Bemida Rishona. He destroys it and rebuilds it exactly the way it was before, and Eino Chozer. He didn't add anything. There's no renovation. There were renovations, but there were no additions. She's worse off than a guy who bought an older house or inherited an older house. Interesting. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Af Habone Bais Levenim Bisharon Lohayachozer. Even a guy who builds a house, Rashi says in the top here, Mokum Hu Shishmo Sharon, a place called Sharon, Vena Karka Yafil Levenim Velohave Davar Kaima, Shapamim Tsarach Lechadash Besheva Sharon. It lasts 7 years only. Every 7 years you have to rebuild it because of the way the bricks and the ground, that's not considered permanent. That doesn't qualify as a patur and be Mechanech the Bais. Then the Mishnah says, the last few lines here, Elu Shein Zazin Mimkomo, and the following people don't even leave from the house. Bana Bais, Vechancho Nata, Vechancho. The guy built a house and then is mechanichet not the karem v'chalo. He planted a karem and he was mechalad already. Hano says harusa, so he marries his wife. Hakone says yivamto, he marries the yivama. Shenemar naki yehel lebeiso, shenachas lebeiso. So he is supposed to be naki in his house. He should be clean in the house. So what's going on here? What's going on here? The following people don't leave. So look at Rashi. Rashi in the top left writes, Elu she'ein zazumim komon. The following don't leave from their place. The hanach de la'el, the ones mentioned before in the Mishnah, holchen ad the saper, they go to the border. Visham shomim divrei kohen, they listen to the kohen. V'chozen hei marachal aretz yisrael, they go back once they hear the p'tur. Oh, it was me. Even though they knew the p'tur, they had to go to the border to hear it first, and then go back. They don't go back, but they still have to be involved in osek in the food and the water. The following this list now, they don't have to go there and then return back. They actually stay home. They stay home knowing their patur and don't have to be involved in any of the osek in the milchama. So who is this list again? Let's read this one more time. Back to the Mishnah. Elu she'ein zazim mekomon. The following don't leave. Bana bayis v'chancho. He built a house and was mechanichet. But says Rashi, v'lo darbo adayin shana. He didn't live there yet for a full year. He didn't live here. Now, by the way, Rashi here is a l'shitaso in how he defines chanuch on al Torah. The big machlok is what chinuch means. Rashi's chinuch means you didn't live there. Darbo, he writes in the Mishnah. So here too also means you didn't live there for a full year. Others say chinuch means to initiate it, to have like a big party, a big simcha. Others say Chanacho, the Targum Yonason writes, to complete it. You didn't complete the building. It means to put on the mezuzah, the final hammer blow. That's what it means. Does it mean to live there? Does it mean to celebrate it? Or does it mean to complete the actual building? So Rashi says to live there. If you didn't live there for a full year, you could stay home and you don't have to even go to the borders. If you were not the Kerem, you planted a vineyard, v'chalo, and you mechalit, but it's still a year has not passed, says Rashi, a dain lo avra shnas revis, a full year, you stay home. Hano says Harusasa says the Mishnah. Hakonis says Yivamto. Shinemar Naki Yel Beso. Shana, you have to be clean of your house. Shanaachas a full year. The Beso is a Beso. It means you have to be have a full year in your house. Yehe, the actual word Yehe is that karma comes to include you have to have a full fourth year of your kerem. V'sameach is isha, to be happy with your wife, is that isha that refers to when you get married. Asher lokach, lahavi es yivamto, the extra word is to include a yivama even. Ein maspikin, mayim, and mazon, these individuals do not go out and bring food and water. Vein masakin es adrachim, they do not pave away the paths in front.
So I don't understand. So let's say where it says,
Right? So these are guys who didn't even do the chinuch yet. If you started the process, so then you have a full year. If you didn't start the process, but you're supposed to, then you actually, it sounds the opposite. It's counterintuitive.
Right, it sounds the opposite.
If you didn't live in the house at all, then you actually have it worse off. You have to help out with the food and
but
drinks.
You started
but didn't have the year.
Right.
So then you can't, you don't even go out at all.
Or if you married, then you weren't married for a whole year.
Exactly. So it does seem counterintuitive. But they say once you start the process, they want you to have some retzifas there. So if you didn't start the marriage, you didn't start anything else, okay, fine. So don't fight. We'll delay the process. Uh-huh. Once you start the process, though, we want the process to be full and 12 months ahead.
Very interesting.
Okay, the Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanan, V'divru hashotrin, the police officers would say the words, Yachal devarim shalatzman, maybe they'd speak whatever's on their mind. Kishuomer, so when it says, the pasuk, this pasuk appears in, also in Shov, no, this is in Yashovtim, V'yosvu hashotrim ledaber alam, they would add, Harei dvarim shalatzman, ha'amor. So they do add. That's what the words mean. V'yasu, they would be mostly for their own words. So ha'mani mekayim v'divrei hashoftim. So what does the word mean when it's v'divrei? What word are they saying there? It must be v'divrei mishuach machama kasam edaber. So then they would say, they would seemingly repeat the words of mishuach machama. Mishuach machama is only one person. They didn't have megaphones back then, and not everyone could hear what he said. Or maybe they just had to hear the chizik of it again. So it sounds like the shoftim would first say the words of the mishuach machama, repeat them, and then they'd add their own piece. Okay, Tad. So what was the entire process? Kohen Mashiach Muhammad, that is, Medaber, he would speak. And then Meshotir Mashmir would amplify. They would carry the message throughout the rest of the army. So Tani Chad, the one Brisa tells us, Kohen Medaber Meshotir Mashmir. As we just said, if Kohen speaks, the Shotir would be amplifying the words and reiterating the words. The Tani Idach, the other Brisa taught us, Kohen Medaber Kohen Mashmir. A Kohen would speak, and then the Kohen himself would be Mashmir. Sounds like a stira. And yet there's a third Brisa that says, Tani Idach, Shotir Medaber Shotir Mashmir. Cuts out the Kohen entirely. So either Kohen, Shotir, Shotir, or Kohen, Shotir. Three different permutations. So Amar Bai explains as follows. Okay, so how does this work? Mivinogas ad vidivro. Kohen medaber. Those words in the psukim, that's all the Kohen. The Kohen mishmiya. Kohen medaber, Kohen mashmiya. That's all the Kohen speaking. And also the Kohen being mashmiya, he's also amplifying it. So what's the difference between medaber and mashmiya? He speaks quietly and then he says it out loud? Or that what it's saying? What's the point of the repetition? If he's doing the same thing, just say it all one time loudly, be mashmiya. I don't know, I guess it's a certain Indian of him just saying it, and then being mashmiya. I don't know.
It's one, and it's all one, but he has to say it very loud.
Uh-huh. It says it all one time.
Maybe.
It doesn't mean two times. It means the speaker, it should be mashmiya.
Right.
Okay. And then from the words, v'devru ad v'yasfu, the Kohen would be medaber. He would say the words, v'shotir mashmiya, the shotir would be the one saying it out loud. And then from the words v'yosfu v'elech, from that point on, shotir medaber v'shotir mashmir. That would be all the shotir. Okay, the Gemara now says in the bottom here, so mi aisha shebana ba'is chad, she's the person who built a new house and wasn't mechanichet, tani rabbanu na shebana ein li ela shebana. I only know that if he built the house, lakach v'yarish v'nitein l'bimatana, he inherited it, he was given it to him. So how do I know he also would have a mitzvah of chinuch? Tamalomer mi ha'ish asher bana bayis ein li ela bayis minayin l'rabos bayit beis ha'teven. So that was ended up being included from the words from the actual word bayis asher bana. Don't we know if he's building something it refers to a bayis? So the word bayis comes to include all types of houses, no matter how it came to him. I only know what actual house that the person lives in. Minayin l'rabos beis ha-tevin, beis ha-bek, bakar, beis ha-itim, beis ha-otzos. How do I know those types of houses are included as well? Tam lomar asher bana, whatever you built, I don't care if it's a bias or not a bias, anything that you built will qualify. Mikol makom. Yachol shani mar be'af ha-bonet beis shar yachasad jomar peses. Maybe I would think to include even these types of houses. Tam lomar, bias, it has to be a bias. We have this balance between the word bana and bias, back and forth. Ma bias haroi ledir has to be a place of that's fit for living. Af kol haroi ledir, so too has to be something fit for living. So it has to be a bias, but it could be not only built to you, but it came about to you in any other way is possible as well. But as a cheft, it has to be livable. How it came to you, again, any way you got to it would qualify. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer bias kimashmo. The word house means what it means. It means a house. Lochanach v'lochancho prat legazlan. So it says, it could have said, Lochanach, why Lochanacho? He didn't mechanach his own house. Well, whose house would he be mechanach and not his own? The extra word vav, chanacho, seems to be extra. Prat legazan, to exclude a gazan who steals a house, has no mitzvah of being mechanach. There's no p'tur for a gazan, which would seem to be obvious. I'm not sure why you need a p'tur for that. Mitzvah babi avera, but that's what the drush is. Now what's interesting is the Yushalmi on the word chanacho has a different drush. Yushalmi says it's a p'tur in a house in Chutzlartz. Chanacho means dafka in Eretz Yisrael, where there's a mitzvah of Yishivaretz. Comes to Chutzlartz, where there's no mitzvah of Yishivaretz, the having a new house is not a p'tur in Milchama. Interesting, they don't quote that back here in the Masifta here, but that's the Yushalmi. I was curious to know if they had anything back here about mitzvah baba avera. Why are we pottering it? Why would there be a havamina to say that Gazan would be potter from the mechanach his own house? But I don't see that being addressed here. Okay. Vayter. Now the Gemara says further. Last line of the Amud here. Wow, we're running out of time. Lema delo Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Say this is not in accordance with Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says the Rabbi Yosi Aglili ha'amar rachalevav. What does it mean, rachalevav? A person whose heart is melted and very soft and scared. Ze ha'misyare me'averos. A person who's scared of averos. Shebiado the averos that he has. So says Rashi, v'ha, top line, top right, v'hai islay l'mehedar mishim l'hayar yare v'rach halevav. Meaning you don't need a p'tur that he stole someone's house because of chanacho. The p'tur is because he did an avera. Nothing to do with what he stole. It's a separate p'tur. The fact that we need a special p'tur for a gazan tells us we don't hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. There is no general p'tur for an avarian. Everyone's chayav to fight. Happens to be a particular p'tur exists for a gazan who steals a person's house. That does not serve as a p'tur. So it must be other way around. Let's see that again. Sorry. That the Gazan is not pater for stealing, but basically he thinks a Gazan would be pater from stealing because since he has an Avera, that's considered a p'tur for having an Avera. And the Gemara says no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Yosi Aglili. You could still say Rabbi Yosi Aglili authored this Mishnah, could go into Avid Tshuva, Yavid Dumei. He did Tshuva. So there's no longer an Avera anymore. So he doesn't have a p'tur. He has to fight. So he gave the money. So woman thinks, so now maybe he should have a p'tur, now this is his house. He gave the money to the guy he stole from. So yachi havle lokech. Now he's a lokech. Now it's his. He gave the rightful money to the seller. Bilahadar came into mikara b'toras guzela asalei delom. Since he initially stole it, even though later on he paid for what he stole, that doesn't serve as a p'tur anymore. He has to go out and fight. So even Yosef Lee will agree to this din. Then the Gemara says, "Mia isha shenata kerem." Who's the person who planted a kerem? Tana rabbanan ashenata ainli ela not. I only know if he actually planted it. Lakach v'yarish v'nitein lo b'matana. Let's say he bought it, he inherited, or he was given to him as a matana. Minayin? How do I know that he's pater as well from the mechama? Tamalomer umiha isha shenata kerem. So I'm not sure which extra word here we're learning from. Ashenata. In fact, it doesn't say asher kerem nata. Says Rashi, ashenata. Whatever it is, it's going to be included in this.
I think
Aish
is extra.
It's the word Aish is extra, yeah? Look at, you see Rashi, top line, at second line down on the right? Tamalomer asher nata. Midloksiv asher kerem nata. Darish beinami nata mikol makom. Doesn't say asher kerem, it's asher nata. Whatever you planted, and how, it's from the fact that it doesn't say kerem, the missing the word kerem in there, that's the drasha Rashi says. Yeah. Even if it's not a kerem. Oh, no, could be I'm doing the wrong one, actually. Maybe the Rashi is going on something else. Maybe maybe this Rashi is in the wrong place.
I think the next one is Asher, is the Kerem is on everything.
Okay.
Asher, the second Asher Nata.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. Yeah, Mihaish, you're right. So if the word's Mihaish, Then Asher not a kerem ainli el kerem ainli no kerem minayin le rabos hachamishi la ne maichel vafil mishaminim. How do I know other fruit as well? Tamalomar Asher not a that was planted stam.
That's the one.
I can include four trees or five barren trees. Tamalomar kerem has to be a kerem, has to qualify as a fruit bearing tree. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer kerem kimashmo. A kerem means a kerem, a vineyard. Velo chilul, why is it velo chilulo? Extra vav, I know I'm referring to my own kerem. Prat lemavrich ulemarkif, to exclude these individuals who do this type of agricultural work to it. It comes to exclude
it. Rabbi Yaakov in both cases on the last stuff when he said Bayis Kamashmo, and here also says Kerem Kamashmo, is arguing and saying Dafka Bayis and Dafka Kerem.
Exactly, Dafka, vineyard of grapes and nothing else. So it comes to Lochil of Lochilalo, that comes to exclude person who did that bending of the tree that you said, or the grafting.
Does he hold Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov that there is only there is no Netta Revai?
In general,
sense,
it would make sense. I don't know his general shita. I'm not sure. Okay, then the Gemara says, so again, he comes to say that comes to exclude a prat l'mavrich l'markiv that doesn't qualify, a guy who didn't plant it, but he did the grafting and the bending of the branches. The Mishnah says, not true. Regardless of whether he planted it or he did the other actions, it does qualify. So the Gemara says, not a steer. Amar of Yizera, Amar of Chisa, Lokasha, Kan Baharkavas, Isser, Kan Baharkavas, Heter. Depends whether she did Harkava, the grafting, in a Mutter way or in an Isser way. So the Gemara wants to know, Hai Harkavas, Heter, Hei Chidami. What's a situation where it's Mutter to do grafting and crossbreeding? Ilema Yalda, Bialda. If it's Bialda, Yalda, it's a younger tree with a younger tree. Tepik Le, Dibai, Mehader, Mishim Yalda, Rishona. This is going to be a little involved now. So maybe
you want us to finish alone?
I should have done today. I should have just daven. I shouldn't have put my tefillin on. I should have davened in Yom Yisrael.
We can daven. We can finish.
Yeah, we can finish it. No
problem. Fine. Okay. Apologize about the Chanukah schedule.